really, really want you to sit.
I'm telling you, I'm sitting and thinking.
No, you're not. You're just, you're not thinking about it.
Tell me what happened.
You're not thinking about it.
Tell me what happened.
He called, he said, Daddy, because we were getting into it, and he said, Daddy, you're mean. So we walked up the stairs.
Right?
You
and then
said,
say, come,
Dad,
back.
Come back down here.
Right.
And he didn't want to go down there, but
right.
I was like, go down there
right.
because it'll end up worse for you.
Right.
So he walked down there, and then you were getting on his ass about.
And then you said something, right?
No, you kept getting on, and then he started crying. And then you were like, shut up, stop crying.
Right.
Stop crying.
Right.
And then he kept crying because he was scared. He's terrified. And what, you grabbed
That's
onto
sad.
Him somehow, or he fell. One of the two.
I didn't do nothing. That's sad, bro. That is really sad.
Then
bro.
Why does say Daddy did it? Why?
That is sad.
Why does say Daddy did it?
I don't know. He says Daddy does a lot of things.
Like what?
A
3-year-old's not going to lie about what happened to his arm.
Right. Like I said, I got to... But before y'all had moved here, none of this. I broke the arm. I beat women. None of that. Because I don't do none of that. That 2014 OD. That's a lot too. On me, that's a lot.
But you sitting here calling me a bitch and
but
everything
that's what
else?
Is, bro. You can ruin my life and you lied on me in 2014.
How
I'm still
did
not
I
over that.
Lie about.
I didn't touch you in 2014. I can put that on everything I love, bro. That's the real truth.
Okay, and then saying that you're going to get custody of. That's not going to do.
That's the real truth. That's really.
We're business class.
That's why I nigga really mad, bro, because you ruined my life and you lied on me in 2014, bro. And if you want to rewind that night, we can rewind that night too. You was in my house, and did I pick you up and slam you? Hell no, I picked you up and put you out my door, and after that, you left. And on my son, you did that, bro. And then when you get in the courtroom, you want to sit up there and cry on the stand. He hit me. Man, come on, bro.
Then where did the bruises come from, Tyreek?
Did I hit you?
Where did the bruises come
did
from?
Did I hit you, though?
I'm asking, where did the
you?
Bruises come
did
from?
Did I hit you, though? Did I hit you? Tell the truth. Tell me the truth in my
you're,
eyes
no,
right
you're
now.
Not, you're not thinking about what had
me.
Happened.
Look at me.
That
at
We're
me.
Not thinking about that.
No,
right
no,
now, the
no,
issue
no,
is...
No, we're going to handle both of these issues right now while it's on my chest. Because the still hurt over that, bro.
And you don't think that this hurts me?
And when you walked outside and turned around, what you had said? Are you sure you're done with me? And what I had said? You can go home. And we done. And
no,
on my...
you didn't do that.
What? Because me...
Why
cause
did
look.
We get into the argument in the first place? What happened? What? Why did we get in the argument in the
Wait,
first place?
Which one? 2014?
Yes.
I don't even remember why, for real.
Exactly.
Do you remember?
Yes,
why?
I remember why. Because you took my phone and you went into the bathroom and you were texting the
who,
dude that was
who,
saying that
who
you...
House? Who house you was in? You came to my house unwanted that day.
What?
You came to
no.
my...
No!
Yes,
we
did.
Literally... You picked me up because we left
I
the...
No. Stop.
Because we were going to go... We were going to go to the movies.
Relax.
Because we
relax,
were going to go watch
relax,
the new... whatever
all,
it's I, called. Or the new Hunger Games.
First of all, I didn't pick you up because you drove over there. I remember that because followed you out the house that day. And then that's when I came after you was like... You know what I'm saying? I came at and you was like, are we done? I was like, yeah, we're done. Then next thing I know, 4 hours later, the police come knocking on my like, hey, what? We have an arrest for Tyreek here. You beat it. I'm like, man, what the
No.
On me,
we had just got done having sex. And you took my phone and you went into the bathroom. We're going this way.
I did take your phone and I go in the bathroom. And then that's when I picked you up and told you you can leave, right? And then I put you outside.
No, you questioned me about it. You're like,
but
why is this person?
Did I ever punch you, though? Did I ever punch you in your face and your lip? Did I? No, I did not, bro.
You had your hand around my neck.
No, I did not, bro. No, and that's the sad part that we, no. Now, I want you to sit on this flight and think about that night. How about that? Since you want to break something up.
Okay, I will. I will sit on this flight and I will think about that. But I honestly want you to think about what that night between me and you getting into an argument about the way you disciplined
right.
And even that CPS lady says that it's you don't do it correctly.
Okay, I will listen. But like I said, though.
No, but you're not listening to me. Think about why a freaking 3-year-old would tell everybody and anybody that you broke his arm. Why would do that. Then
not,
why?
I'm the one that plays with him. Maybe that's why you don't do with him. I'm the one that get physical with it.
No, I play with a hell of a lot more than you do. You just sit on your game all the damn time.
Damn right. That's all the need to do.
So don't sit here and tell me I don't play with.
You right. You right, bro. Like I said, I'm sorry for whatever happened. Because obviously this wasn't a match made in heaven right here. You know what I'm saying? We don't need no beef.
No, we don't. But you really, really, really need to think about why says somebody broke his arm, and every single time he says it to you.
I don't know.
And then if I look at him, he'll change his story.
Cause he telling the truth then, bro, and that's sad, bro.
Like, so, and then you sit here and tell me.
Program, bro.
No, and then you sit here and tell me that I'm not riding for you.
You're not, bro. You're not, bro. You ain't riding for me in 2014. You damn sure ain't riding for me now, bro. And like, I really fully believe in my heart that you got something to do with your money behind this.
Okay, you can believe that all you want. Okay, but
I am, bro. I am.
Bags you're carrying with you. Okay, I'll be asking you a few security questions related to your baggages. Who owns all the bags and the contents?
We both own them.
I own this one. She owns this one.
Who packed it? Who did the packing of the bags?
We both did.
We both did the packing.
Okay. After the packing was done, until now, where have the bags been?
Taxi.
But always with you?
Yes.
Did any other person give you anything to carry to US?
No.
Anything you guys are carrying which is electronic or battery operated?
In this bag, camera.
Anything else? Laptop, iPad?
Camera, drone, and laptop.
Okay, have any of those been out of your possession?
No.
Anything you guys are carrying which is in a powder format?
Powder form?
Yep.
No.
Enjoy. Okay, you want this one, please?
Ooh.
Get on your ass to get the whole truth out.
You're not getting on my ass, Harry.
Yeah, you told me the truth finally, bro. See, I like when you finally tell me the truth, bro.
If I would have said that the very first time to you when this whole allegation got brought up,
you're supposed to still tell me the truth, bro.
Would have gone crazy.
You're still supposed to tell the truth, though, right? That's what somebody's wife's supposed to do.
And I'm telling you the truth. And I'm telling you the truth from the beginning. I didn't do anything with you.
Three times, calling
them. And now somehow this investigation got brought back up and you're about to lose your So now I really want you to sit and think about it, because I rode for you against that detective and the CPS people. And they said time and time again that literally kept saying, "Daddy punches me," which you do. When he starts crying, what do? You make him open up his arms and you punch him in the chest. And then if he gets in trouble, you get the belt out and you do...
Okay, so what about you? Also, I'm just going to take it...
No, I told... I told him that he gets whooped, but I don't use a belt, which is totally different.
You do use a belt, and that's sad. Even my mama said you use a belt.
When have I used a belt? When have you seen me use a belt with... When have I used a belt?
You got it. See, there you go, getting loud. You want everybody to see us in the world.
No, I don't. But I'm asking you.
Thumbs up, Crystal. Thumbs up to you, bro. Sometimes I just wish I would I wish I would have never had sex with you. I wish y'all didn't know that. None of that. I wish we didn't have kids. Like, my life is supposed to be a whole lot easier right now, bro. 2014 wasn't supposed to happen. None of that. But I put my hand around your neck. But I broke my son's arm. Come on, let's be real, bro. Let's be real.
Yeah, let's be real.
You know how I am with kids, and you know how I am with I'm very hard, but I would never, ever hurt my son in life. Because look,
he is terrified of you, and you say that he respects you, but it's not. It's not respect. Me. It's terrified. He is terrified of you.
You need to be terrified of me too. Dumb bitch. That's why you can't keep the man. He's terrified of you. He's terrified of you. I have the kids. Girl, I go have my own.
You said that before. That's fine.
That's sad, bro. That really gotta go to those parameters just to like get through to you. Cause you always think somebody terrified of me. No, he's not.
If you ask, he will say if he's scared of you.
If he's terrified of me, when we was in that Pearson gym with all those kids, then what, huh?
He's three.
Oh my God. There's the excuses. Everywhere we go, my son loves on me. Everywhere we go.
And then when we get home, what is it?
And when we get home, it's for real. It's serious time. It's time to lock in because he know I don't play. I want my son to learn respect, something that you did not teach our son, and something that he will get his ass ran over in his work. Because first of all, our son is black. These white folks don't give a fuck about our kids. They don't, and you know that, bro, and that's sad, bro.
Just things could have been handled a lot differently with him than the way that they have been now.
Right.
And these twins.
Right. You got it, bro. I just let you have it. I just let you.